Hi there. You're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. And today, we're very fortunate to have John Taylor on the line. He's actually developed a phenomenal system, really a business system, which combines AdSense with what Scott Bulch calls click flipping. Now, basically, there is... In the last few months, there's been a bit of confusion, you know, whether AdSense is dead, whether it's alive, you know, is it something you can use, is it something you can't use, and it's really hard for people to kind of get a feel for where the truth lies. Is AdSense dead? Is there a better way to do things? And one of the things that really I find is that if you have a system to follow, and somebody that actually has already developed the system for you. You don't have to start from scratch and reinvent the wheel, but if you have a system to follow, it makes life a whole lot easier. And one of the people who's been basically quietly making a very comfortable living using AdSense as well as affiliate programs, which is a combination of Joel Comm's promoting the AdSense side of things as well as Scott Bulch promoting more of the affiliate side of things, John's put together a system which combines basically the best of both worlds. And you really pretty much put together a model that takes it one step beyond. So all your eggs aren't sitting in one basket. You really use the whole system. So I'd like to start off by welcoming you to the call, John, and thank you very much for taking the time with us today.
It's a pleasure, Terry. It's I'm here in southwest Scotland. As you said, I've got a very comfortable lifestyle. I'm sitting in the corner of my... living room, looking out on the River Esk, which is quite full today because it was a bit of a wet weekend. But it's great to have a conversation with you. I look forward to talking about AdSense and affiliate things, and maybe we'll sneak a couple of other things into the conversation.
Sounds great. I know you've got a lot of amazing information you're going to tell us, but maybe what you could do is start off by kind of shining a little light on your past experiences, kind of your pre-internet days. What did you do before you got into the internet, and what have you done basically to kind of start building your internet business to the point where it is today?
Wow, how many questions can you get in one sentence?
Let's start off with, what was the pre-internet John like?
Right, well, it depends whether or not you want to go that far back, but basically most of my life was pre-internet was spent within manufacturing industries. I worked for a lot of blue chip organizations, including a big textile company called Coats Paton. Worked for Pirelli, the tire manufacturer, and United Biscuits, and one or two others, and the majority of my time was spent in two particular areas. First of all, I worked in engineering, and secondly, I worked in production. And the thing that fascinated me more than anything else was in manufacturing is very much about systems. And I learned to study and observe what was going on. And a big part of my job initially in engineering was improving things, making them more effective, making them more efficient, making them more user friendly, and that then led me to get kind of interested in the way that people interacted with systems. And I suppose to a large extent that's been the cornerstone of my career. It's looking for ways of improving systems, and then latterly I got involved in training and development, and that was to do with improving the effectiveness of people. So most of my career has been to do with making improvements, and that's what I absolutely adore about working on the internet, because it's kind of transparent. You can start with something. I don't know, maybe it's an AdSense ad, maybe it's a banner, maybe it's a text link, but you can start at some point on the internet and you can follow what happens, where people go. As soon as they click a link, that's a recordable event. When they click that link, you can then take them, you can then follow them as they go to a website, whether that, you know, they go to a squeeze page or whatever. You can see how many people fill out a form, you can see how many people get all the way down the bottom of a sales letter. You can track the number of sales you make. I mean, it's a paradise as far as I'm concerned, because I love being able to test things and to track things and to measure things. And the more you measure things, the more you can see how they can be improved. And that, to me, is just absolutely fantastic that you have that data at your fingertips, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks in a year.
You actually brought up two fantastic points there. Number one is that you can track everything. How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's relatively straightforward. If, for example, if you use an AdSense, then every click in AdSense is trackable. So you can look in your AdSense statistics and you can see which of your ads are generating the best click-through rates. That then lets you understand how you position things within an AdSense site, the kind of backgrounds that you might use, whether you use a border or not. I've done an awful lot of work on developing my AdSense site so that I'm getting the best possible click-through rates. Some of my sites will generate click-throughs of between 45 and 55%.
Wow.
And yet others are not as effective as that. But it also means that you can have a look in particular niche markets and see whether or not a niche market provides a better click-through rate against another niche market. So having all those numbers at your disposal means that you're able to analyse what's happening and choose best practice, try and transfer that best practice from one particular site to another, so that you're constantly improving the performance of your website.
So you've got, for example, let's take a niche, pet food, for example.
Okay.
If we say we have a pet food website as a niche website, we put some AdSense ads on, how do we go about checking to see if the AdSense ads are done properly? What do you generally do with your AdSense ads to blend them into the site so they don't look like blatant advertising?
I'm going to have to be careful how I answer that question, because some of the things that I do I'd rather not share for obvious reasons. But I mean, a lot of people have put a lot of credence on a system called eye tracking, and when eye tracking first was revealed, I think it was Marketing Sherpa or Marketing Experiments that first brought out the first eye tracking report, and I think I paid something like $175 or $200 for it. It talks about when someone visits a site for the first time, the first thing that they look at tends to be quite predictably, when you think about it, because if you pick up a piece of paper, if you open a book, the first thing you look at is the top left hand corner. Your eye then tracks across the top of the page and then kind of moves down the page in what I would describe as a sort of Z pattern. So you go top left to top right and then down to the next line, and so a repeating number of Zs as you go down the page. The research that was done used a system which essentially put a little tracker headset onto a number of people, and they were then given the opportunity of looking at a number of websites, and their head movements were tracked to identify where their eyes were focusing. So a lot of people are now putting, you know, the big rectangular AdSense box in the top left hand corner of the website, a specific site which is designed purely and simply to attract traffic and to generate AdSense click-throughs. That works quite effectively, but in my experience, the sites that generate the best click-throughs are actually sites with good quality content rather than machine-generated sites. A lot of people, well, a long time ago, there was all sorts of things like Smart Pages and various other programs that essentially were just machine-generated pages, which were supposed to attract lots of traffic from search engines without actually having to pay for the traffic. But my system, if you like, is about looking at a niche for the example using pet food, creating a good quality site around the keyword, and then positioning AdSense so that it blends into the site, but where you actually give the you give the reader a choice of not necessarily just forcing them to click an ad. I think the days of forcing people to click an ad have gone. What you have to do now is to provide them with good quality information, try to make your site sticky, but also position your ads strategically, if you like, so that the ad blends in well with the copy. And in my experience, the best click-through rates come from well-positioned ads that are blended within good quality copy. So people get to a website, they get to a website because they're actually looking for something, and the thing to do is to provide them with enough information to grab their attention, get them to continue to read, and then provide them with some options to go to another site through an AdSense ad.
Okay, so are you using articles for content then, or what kind of content are you using?
Yeah, articles, and some of it is sort of private label content, private label like articles that I have rewritten, but I've discovered that it's actually more effective to have your own original articles written. So I kind of hire a team of writers who write articles to my specification. There's a couple of techniques that I use, one of which is to use short articles, sort of 350 to 400 words, and I use them to build keyword specific pages, and then maybe two or three articles would go on the main page, and the main page would have maybe, you know, one article of 750 words or 800 words, and maybe a couple of sub articles which are, you know, maybe pick out some of the themes of the main article. So a bit like a blog page, if you like, but not necessarily using a blog, but where you've got a main article and then two sub articles. And I've found that adding three articles to your main page does generate more stickiness as far as the site's concerned. People tend to read more. Looking at using my tracking software, I see that people are reading further down the page than they do with maybe machine-generated sites or sites where they've only got short 250 to 300 word articles.
So how does your tracking system tell you where they're reading down to on the page?
It's my own tracking system. It's coded in PHP. And it's not actually available to the general public, although I am thinking about making it available in the not too distant future.
Okay.
Basically, it uses a system where there are little snippets of code in various parts of the page, and the further down the page somebody reads, then that particular piece of code will flag up an indicator, if you like. So let's say I put five markers on the page, and I can tell how far people are scrolling by which marker they get to on the page. Don't ask me for the technical information, Terry. I just tell people what it is that I want to do, and they then, you know, create a system that does it for me. I don't know how things work. All I'm interested in is the results that something can give me. The more data I have, the easier it is for me to look at something and see how it can be improved.
That's super. Now, what do you do with the AdSense? I mean, the sites that you have a unique system to be able to use AdSense in addition to your tracking and using articles and whatnot. You also have a unique system where you basically use AdSense to test the niche market. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, well, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. I mean, lots of people traditionally will look up a keyword. Let's stick to the example of pet food, and they might think, well, let's see, you know, how much the demand there is there for pet food. So they might set up an AdWords campaign where they actually drive traffic to a site. Maybe it has a squeeze page on it, maybe it gives away a free report, or maybe it's a survey page. But traditionally people have paid Google so many cents per click to drive traffic to a site to determine whether or not people are willing to give information, sign up for a list, or just generally to determine whether or not there's sufficient interest in a particular keyword before they invest in looking for affiliate programs or whatever. I kind of turned that on its head. I came to the conclusion that why should I pay Google to do research? Why shouldn't Google pay me to provide me with research information? So if I'm interested in a niche market, then I'll set up an AdSense site. I'll maybe have 10-15 articles written. I'll create a 15-20 page site using the primary keywords and maybe a few secondary keywords. We'll then stick that site up, get it indexed, and then leave it for a month, 2 months, maybe 3 months, and after we've got some traffic going through the site, some of the articles that I have written, I have distributed to article directories. I might create a press release and put the URL in the bottom of the press release to drive some traffic to it in that way. Have it submitted to a number of directories and put some forum signatures around to drive some traffic to the site. There are all sorts of different ways you can drive traffic to a website. Once it's starting to enjoy a bit of traffic, the next thing to do is to look at the AdSense stats and see whether or not it's generating AdSense clicks. See which particular keywords are generating AdSense clicks, and that then allows you to say, yes, it's worth pursuing this particular niche market, or no, it isn't. If it's not worth pursuing, then I just leave the AdSense site alone and enjoy what income I can get from the clicks that are made on the AdSense ads. However, more often than not, you find that a particular keyword or a particular keyword phrase within the niche seems to be performing perhaps better than some of the other keywords, and that's where I then start to think, well, can we make more money from this niche market by looking up some affiliate programs? So the next step in the process or in the system, if you like, is to look and see what affiliate programs there are that are relevant to that particular keyword or keyword phrase. I might go to ClickBank or Commission Junction or to Click Exchange or to one of the many affiliate directories and see what can be found. Rather than just look for one affiliate program, what I prefer to do is to look for two or three affiliate programs. And I won't take all of the AdSense ads away from the site, but I will take away the primary one, the one that's probably going to be somewhere in the top left-hand corner of the index page. And I'll probably replace it with a block, which is essentially a review of a product or something like that, which contains an affiliate link. And that then leads me to drop the one lot of AdSense ads and replace them with affiliate link. Not necessarily just one affiliate link, because I prefer to split test affiliate programs to see which one is generating the best return. So the system that I use will replace the AdSense block with a rotating set of affiliate review blocks reviewing a product, and then we'll see which of those links generates the best click-through rate, or more importantly, the best return on our investment. And if one particular affiliate program is outperforming you know, the other two that we're looking at, then ultimately, when we've got enough traffic to make that decision, we'll then convert that site from an AdSense site to an affiliate site. But then, you know, it doesn't stop there, Terry. It's easy to, you know, to sit back and think, oh well, that, you know, that site's generating $3 a day, $30 a day, or whatever it happens to be. I'm always looking for the opportunity of squeezing more profit from a website. So, you know, looking at the pet food example again, then, you know, maybe we're generating quite a lot of money from a particular affiliate program that specialises in a book on the dietary requirements of dogs or cats or whatever. And if it's an e-book or if it's an information-based product, then that gives us yet another opportunity of generating more income. And why just go for affiliate income when you can actually send your traffic to your own product? So if a particular affiliate program is generating a good return, then I'd be quite interested in finding an opportunity for making my own competing information product, e-book, video, audio, whatever it happens to be, and then I'll send my traffic to my product and keep 100% of the profits. And, you know, that's the simplicity of the system. You start with an AdSense site, you use the AdSense site to determine the potential, if you like, of the niche market. Once you've determined that the niche market has a lot of potential, then you can then take that to the next level by converting your AdSense site into an affiliate review site. And if that affiliate review site is generating plenty of income, then some of that income can be reinvested in outsourcing the development of an information product, which then leads to your site generating significantly higher revenue than you could ever make from AdSense.
That is a fantastic system. Now, the whole, just while you were explaining the system, it just hit me that the whole system actually revolves around the amount of traffic that you can generate for the site. Is that right?
Well, it revolves around two things. It revolves around the amount of traffic that you can generate to the site and the conversion rate that you get from the site.
Right, okay.
I mean, you can send thousands and thousands and thousands of people to a website that just isn't converting. People get to the website and think, well, this is a load of rubbish, and they just leave the website. So there's no point in paying for lots and lots of traffic unless you've actually set the site up properly in the first place.
Right, okay.